Radio News.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back to the program. Here we go again. Is it Monday? It is Monday.
It is Monday.
It's Monday where we stand, which means we got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. It's all just ahead. It is literally just ahead because we've got asset location questions to answer today. We've got Social Security questions that came in over the weekend. We have workshops that are going on this Saturday, in fact. So we'll remind you about that coming up in just a little bit. I am Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, and we welcome you on board to yet another program here. I said asset location, and I meant it. Asset location, he says.
Location?
Don't you mean asset allocation? Actually, no. No, and you've heard us you probably heard us talk about this stuff before, where you know, most journalists, advisors in some circles focus only on your allocation. All right, what should you have? Small cap, mid cap, small cap, backwards cap. I don't know, whatever it is. But what about where those assets are located? Where do you put them? And by that, I mean, do we put them in our tax-deferred account? Do we own them personally? All that kind of stuff. So we're going to be talking about that here with Professor Plum in just a couple of moments. Roth IRAs, where do those go? Traditional IRAs, stocks, real estate. We may get into all that stuff. Oh, and here was a question we had, too. What are the best assets to leave to heirs? That sort of falls in line with some of this stuff, Professor Plum.
Well, it's part of planning, whether it's part of your planning or not, depends on your attitude towards things. But a lot of people, it's a matter of, you know, I want to be as efficient both in my lifetime and passing it on to my heirs. And the one party that I want to get as little as possible is the IRS.
Exactly. And so that's why asset location plays a part of this. So we'll talk about that. Hey, we've got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Call us now. Any questions that you have on this stuff or anything else, anything, maybe you've caught one of our workshops. You said, I didn't get a chance to answer this. Ask this question. I want to get it answered. You call us right now. Emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. And we're here, of course, courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group. Want to thank them, as I do every hour on this show, for bringing us you this program with us. If you want to get in touch with Professor Plum because you've heard about stuff and you don't want to call on the air and you're too shy or it takes a long time or whatever it is.
Chicken. Too shy. Chicken.
Well, you're a fairly nice guy, I would say, but you're a really nice guy off the air. 800-644-1150, our number off the air, 800-644-1150, at Lucia Capital Group. Really, it's all about having a strategy. It's all about having a plan. And this is why we talk about it on this program. It's why we talk about it on the workshops, the various workshops. Having a strategy. You don't set off on a journey without some kind of roadmap. Even if you think you know where you're going, something could go wrong. And this is a long journey from, you know.
Although I do look forward to the day where I can just get in, you know, do a little traveling and say, you know, maybe in 3 months I'd like to be on the other side of the on the other coast. And just kind of not have a plan.
Well, see, that's the other thing.
But to have that kind of flexibility, you got to have the resources ahead of time. And to get there, you have to have a plan.
Exactly. I mean, if you have, you know, $30 million sitting in the bank, and you don't have a, you don't have all you want to do is travel around the country.
You're probably okay.
You're probably fine. I don't think you necessarily.
But even then, you may want to at least know what's coming up. Maybe there's some road closures, or you may want to watch the Weather Channel at times. You know, you may not want to go to that particular area because it's either too cold or too hot for whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Travel the country for three. Why did you bring that up? I have this wanderlust going on right now.
Because I was thinking over the weekend, we were down in the desert looking at the spring blooms.
Yeah.
And it was like, I want to see more of that. I want to do more places, more things.
Yeah. I'm planning my wife and I are planning our 30th anniversary trip for this summer, as you know. And I just said, man, I mean, wouldn't it be, if I only had more than a couple of weeks, I need a few months to do all this stuff.
We skipped our 30th anniversary. Instead, we just had some weddings that year. So
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
Not our wedding, but obviously. So we're doing our 30th anniversary this year.
Hey, you and me both.
We're just setting it back a year or
two. It's the first anniversary of your 30th anniversary.
And we're going to have our own vacation by ourselves.
All right. Well, there you go. That's how you got to do it. But what this means is that you got to have some kind of a plan. I think I told you the off-air number. If I didn't, here it is, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. 1150. This is, by the way, the first. This is the vernal equinox, as they say. It's not the first full day of spring, but it becomes spring today.
What is today? I mean,
the 20th.
The 20th. I didn't even notice that. Yeah,
yeah.
You're
first
right.
Full day of spring is the 21st of March, right. And it's here. There are some who would argue it's been here for a month. There are others who have said, we just plowed a bunch of snow out from under us. Where is spring?
And it was. Where I was playing around over the weekend, it was in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's always in the 90s where we are. Anyway, so welcome to, almost welcome to spring, and welcome to the program. All right, so this idea of asset location, down to business here. Again, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. People have heard of asset allocation. What's the difference? Location, allocation, it's just two letters. What's going on here?
Two letters, but they mean a lot. That have a big difference in it.
Yes.
And this is not to downplay allocation in any way, shape, or form. Allocation is the first step. You have to have the appropriate allocation of assets from a risk standpoint. But one of the risks, or one of the items that we face pretty much at all times, if we're at least a little bit lucky, is that we have certain expenses, and some expenses we don't necessarily care for. We try to find ways to minimize our medical expenses if possible, maybe minimize our insurances if possible, and still get decent coverage, the coverage that we need. But another expense that we have, especially once we get into retirement, we're on more of a fixed income, is the expense of taxation and unnecessary taxation. I mean, taxation is one of those, evils of life that we just have to deal with in many cases. But we do have potentially some control over how much we pay in taxes, at least to some extent. And unfortunately, what we see, especially at this time of year, people complaining about their taxes, they're doing their tax returns for last year, and we see them, they're complaining about their taxes and their required minimum distribution, but we see that they've got a lot of interest expense or interest income on their tax return in addition to their required minimum distribution. And so when we delve further into it, we find out that they've allocated. They've got a decent allocation, but they've located their assets in the wrong accounts.
In other words, taxable versus non-taxable accounts.
And if they had the same allocation, but instead of buying their income-producing assets, their real estate in trusts, their bonds, if you have any bonds that are earning any interest, things that produce ordinary income, instead of buying those in their personal account and buying your stocks in your IRAs, if they had just flip-flopped to some degree the account that they were using to buy the appropriate allocation and put their stocks in their personal account and their bonds and the other income-producing assets in their IRAs, even their annuities that are throwing off income, their lifetime income annuities that they let defer for several years before they turned on their income, and had that all coming out of their IRAs instead of their personal accounts, their taxes, their cash flow would be the exact same.
But their taxes
would be. Their tax would be lower. Yeah. So they'd be in a less of a Social Security taxability. They'd be less on the Medicare premium. They'd be less on the tax bracket. There's lots of things that stem off of understanding where it is.
So this is what makes it important, because paying less in taxes, if you can do so,
with the same cash flow, is a great thing.
Of course, it's probably the goal. Now, we'll give you some examples after the break here in just a couple of minutes. But asset allocation, first of all, let's talk about just for a minute what that is.
Well, allocation is deciding how much of the different types of investments you should have, whether you should have more stocks, more bonds, more cash, you know, alternatives. Allocating across the different types of investments, that's usually done from a strategic standpoint of how much income do you want to derive, how much risk or volatility you're willing to accept, things of that nature. Small, you know, so even in the stock area, once you've decided that you can afford to have X amount of dollars, X percent of your portfolio in pure equities, what kind of equities? Do you go value growth? Do you go domestic, international? Do you go small, mid, large? You know, and most likely you have some of all of those. So that's allocation. That is, and that is extremely important, because the wrong allocation, the taxes aren't going to matter. You can screw yourself up. Really, paying too much in taxes is one thing. Screwing yourself from an allocation standpoint, you can end up running out of money very quickly.
Well, you won't pay any taxes if you run out of money. Yeah. So I suppose there's some good there. Exactly. And I was speaking about this with my daughter last night. It is, if you're 60 and you're retiring at age 63, you're not going to dump all your money that you need in the next 3 or 4 years into some aggressive growth stocks.
Right, but now your daughter being 23...
Well, that's why we were talking about it.
She can be a little bit more aggressive, especially with the Roth and other things that you're helping her set up.
Well, she wanted to know. She said, "How come I shouldn't buy an annuity? What's wrong with that?" And
God, you just make me cringe.
I know. Well, I cringe too. It's part of her. She said at a personal finance class she's taking at college. And so I said, here are the reasons. And I ran by them. But the point is, allocating your assets to a certain, getting the proper allocation needs to be done
first.
And then we move to the
location.
Proper location. So we'll give you an example of what we mean of asset location when we come back. We'll take your calls too, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, here you go. Chuck, 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 Chuck.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
He was 90.
Yeah.
9-0.
At least we have the music.
Yeah, we do. And some of those great old videos, too. Just wonderful stuff. Anyway, what can we say that hasn't been said about Chuck Berry? But I think every rock and roll artist owes something to Chuck Berry. Really, I think the Rolling Stones said that they stole every lick that he ever played. And if you're going to, you know what?
I would have done the same thing. If you're going to steal from the best.
Take from the best, absolutely. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Well,
and he stole it from Marty McFly.
Well, it was it was Chuck Berry's cousin that stole it from Marty McFly, phoned Chuck Berry from backstage and says, you got to listen to this.
Of course, Marty stole it from Chuck Berry. And went back in time and played it.
Okay, there you go. That's right. Back to the future. All right, anyway, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. So, okay, we're talking about asset location. So, and the importance of it. First of all, Professor Plum, let's say you've already decided that you want the proper mixture of, small cap, mid cap, international, domestic, growth, blah, blah, blah. And so now the question doesn't end there. It actually leads into the next important topic, which is where do you put those assets? And by that we mean where do you own them personally or do you own them in some kind of a tax-deferred account?
Right, and for that 24-year-old that you were mentioning before the break, they should own them in both accounts, or stocks. I mean, it doesn't matter at that point. What is the goal? The goal is 15, 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years down the line. And so if your goal is so far down the line that 100% of your equities, 100% of your portfolio, should be stocks, you should be owning them in your Roth, your personal account, and your IRA. It's when you get closer to the beginning of your goal, whether it's buying a house. Now, a 24-year-old may be looking at buying a house, and they want to buy it next year. Well, that's a little bit safer idea. Now you want more bank account-oriented issues. But if it's 10, 15 years away, but now we dictate and say, okay, that needs to be in my personal account because I need to have access to it. And we really don't have a lot of access to money in 401ks for a first-time home purchase. We do have a little bit of access in Roth and or traditional IRAs for this type of issue for a first-time home purchase. But we have to match the goals with what's going on. But once we get out towards retirement, that's a different game because now we are going to have some money. If we have a need from our portfolio. Now, we've talked about the rare exception of the individual who's got $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a month of pension and Social Security, and they only need to spend six or seven. So their asset allocation,
they're the ones that don't necessarily need the
roadmap. They can have any kind of allocation they want.
It's not going to matter so much.
But for the rest of us, where we're going to rely at least to some degree on our portfolios, we want to figure out what's the best use of the money. Now, this does assume that you have IRA, Roth IRA, personal money.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of people getting ready for retirement, and 90%+ of their money is in tax-deferred accounts.
401k.
401k, IRA. And so there isn't a lot at that point, at that moment,
that we can do with
asset location. But moving forward, we may be able to use Roth conversions. And that has a lot to do with which assets do we convert. Do we convert the income-producing assets, or do we convert the growth assets? depends on the individual. But assuming you have access to all different types of money, personal money, Roth, there's three basic categories of that type. Personal money, whether it's in your living trust, your name, joint tenancy with your spouse, community property, money that's not sheltered in any way by the account. Then there's tax-deferred accounts. Roth IRAs being a tax-free one, hopefully.
It's deferred until such time.
But we're going to separate those two between traditional tax-deferred accounts and Roth accounts. So we have those three basic pools. I'll throw in a subset of the tax-deferred being annuities because they act similar in some respects to a traditional tax-deferred account, IRA, 401k, and others, and then different in other reasons. No RMDs. No stretch capability, and well, sort of now, but
sometimes different tax treatment.
Yeah, but so we've got these different types of accounts for many, many years, although it is changing now in the journalistic readings that I've had. It was always never touch your IRAs if you can afford to until the government mandates you take the distributions at 70.5. And so that means live off your personal money. Try to reduce your income taxes to the bare bones minimum. And while I think accountants are some of the greatest treasures for people that are retiring in the world, sometimes they have a little myopic view and they only look at this year, today, and reducing taxes as much as possible today without looking at future years when it may reducing the taxes today may create a bigger problem tomorrow.
Well, they're not planners, that's why.
They're planning for today and today only.
That's not planning.
And so we're looking at what's the best use of those monies over time and not just today. So general rules, and this is general, it's not for everybody because everybody's different. You put, in many respects, your capital gain and qualified dividend assets in your personal name, and you put your income-producing assets...
Such as?
Such as bonds, such as passive investments. Well, and this is where we have to break out traded and non-traded, limited partnerships, real estate investment trusts, things like that as one thing, and direct ownership of a rental property down the street is a different type of real estate because that has tax advantages and it's harder to buy inside the IRA. But things that create ordinary income. Well, you have to understand what kind of assets create ordinary income. And if possible, we put those inside the IRAs. And if I have two different types of accounts, which one do I want to grow? Do I want to grow my IRA, or do I want to grow my personal account? Now, this is assuming that I want, first and foremost, like you said before, my allocation calls for some type of income-producing asset. So my allocation drives me and says, I need some income-producing assets, ordinary income-producing assets in my portfolio, and I need some capital gain-producing assets in my portfolio. Where should I own them? I want, in many respects, to own my ordinary income-producing assets in my IRA. And that may mean that I start taking distributions from my IRA earlier than required minimum distribution age. It may mean that I start taking distributions from my IRA the month after I retire, and because that's where I'm going to get my paycheck, basically, in retirement from. And I let my personal money grow. Now, the taxability of those assets, assuming the allocation is the same either way, the taxability in the early years is going to be about the same. Because if I have X amount of my portfolio... Let's say I've got enough whatever fixed income that's producing $20,000 of fixed income, ordinary income in my portfolio, and I have that in my personal account, and I put my capital gain assets in my IRA. Well, I don't pay a lot in capital gains because assuming you have a little bit of control over that, but I'm paying the taxes on my ordinary income, right?
Of course.
Got to. But I switch it around and I put my capital gains personal in my ordinary income. At first, I'm just paying the taxes, and I'm taking the ordinary income and spending it.
It's taxed the same way as it would
have ordinary income.
Right.
Either way. It's later in time when the required minimum distribution kicks in that really affects these issues. Because if my personal account has grown, or if my stock account has grown...
And you own it personally.
And I own it personally, it didn't affect my required minimum distribution. On the other side, if I own it inside my IRA, and my IRA has grown, my growth accounts have grown... My RMD is larger, and my RMD is on top of the income that's being produced by my personal accounts.
Yes.
It's a double wham.
Oh, and by the way, the capital assets, if you're selling those, the capital assets in your IRA are taxed at ordinary income rates.
Once the money
comes out of the IRA. That's
capital
right.
assets in my personal account get a lower potential tax treatment.
Exactly. Okay. 877-PLANNER. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. If you've got questions on any of this or whatever, call us now. Lines are open for you. We'll take your calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Again, 877-PLANNER. Phone calls, etc. When we come back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
One for the plum. Johnny Dean and the professor, headbanger Rick Plum. You're really not one of those guys.
But I do like this album.
Well, it brings you back to, you know, days gone
back
by.
To high school, yeah.
Yeah, long time ago, back when we, you know, back in our prime. All right, 877-PLANNER. I said that, PLANNER. Also want to remind you, too, we have some workshops coming up. I said this at the top of the hour, and I did mean it. This Saturday, it is this Saturday, March 25th.
The one in Phoenix is this Saturday.
The one in Phoenix happens March 25th, this Saturday. Still some time to sign up, still some room for you. We will make room for everybody. A small affair, but we keep it small because we like it that way. You want to sign up, you go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. What are we going to be talking about, Professor Plum?
Well, we might actually touch on this particular topic.
Asset location.
Because it matters. You know, taxes are one of those things in retirement that are a drain mm-hmm. on your budget. And because it's a drain on your budget, it's a drain on your portfolio. And from all the studies that we're seeing, people are worried about running out of money. And one of the ways to run out of money is to drain your portfolio quicker than you need to. So taxes play a role in all of this.
Taxes, it's like setting fire to the money. I mean, it's just gone. It does nobody any good. So anytime you can avoid taxation through strategy, whatever it is, proper asset location, we do it. So anyway, this Saturday, Phoenix, Arizona, we'd love to see everybody there in Phoenix at the Marriott Desert Ridge, 9 o'clock in the morning. Sign up at wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com, at the live events tab. It's free, of course, no charge at all. Just tell us who's coming, how many people, and that's all we need to know.
I don't even think they charge for parking there.
I guess some places do on occasion.
Where we were a couple weeks ago, we've been there many times. The place doesn't charge for parking.
Yeah.
But there was a huge convention going on, and it was right near where we were doing our thing. We rode up on Friday, and they got this big sign that says, parking $40.
What?
We're like, holy cow. We can't have, so we had to make some changes on, you know, send out an email blast to everybody who signed up. You have a good reason to give us your email. Disregard that. Parking's been, you know, you're not going to be charged $40 to park, but don't turn around when you see it and get scared.
Right. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. Well,
that was scary.
Taking advantage, well, where they could. It was Las Vegas.
One was Las Vegas, yes.
Yeah. All right. All right. 877-PLANNER. I gave you that number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Okay. So when you're talking about location, let's wrap this up because I have some emails to get to and some phone calls in just a little bit. On asset location, in general, where do you like to see things like real estate?
Well, it goes back to what type of ownership of real estate. Are we talking about a traded or a securitized real estate, like in the form of a REIT, whether it traded or non-traded?
Yeah.
I want to see what's happening. Is the cash flow from it primarily taxable? Then I'd like to see that inside my IRA to either shelter it right now while I'm deferring and letting it, you know, dollar cost average either into itself or into some other area. But if it's direct ownership of a rental property, typically I want to see that personal because I get tax advantages.
There are
some REITs, and I'm kind of on both sides of this one, that much of the distribution that is being thrown off, especially in the non-traded variety, and at times, is a tax-favored event. You may get a 6% payout, 5% payout, 7% payout, whatever it is, but the money you're receiving is coded as a return of principal. So it's reducing your basis. It's being sheltered at the investment level by depreciation and other things, but they can't pass that through on a securitized investment, and so they just code it as return of principal.
Okay.
I may, you know, put in $100,000, I get $6,000 each year that I'm living off of or using, and it's at the moment tax sheltered. When the REIT ultimately sells off, or when I sell the REIT, I'll recapture that tax-free income as a capital gain later on. And so I'm trading in a current income tax, ordinary income tax, for a future capital gain. Now, this was where you really need to know your investments. If I have one of those, I like those in my personal account.
Yeah, exactly. You see what?
On the other side, I hate doing the accounting, so I don't mind having them in my IRA either.
Well, and one of the advantages of the IRA is you don't have to do the accounting. It's all whatever happens in the IRA doesn't affect anything outside the IRA.
But assets that create long-term capital gains, especially assets where we have some type of tax management or a low turnover situation, a managed account where I have control over buying and selling to some degree. It's not just a wholesale issue. And this is a problem we have with mutual funds. When the markets go down, people tend to sell out. And when people sell out of a mutual fund, the mutual fund has to raise cash to give them their money back, right?
Right, of course.
Well, where do they get the cash? They usually don't carry 15, 20% in cash.
They sell.
They sell assets, many assets they've had for quite a while that create capital gain. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of high capital gain distributions in down years, which doesn't make any sense until you understand the accounting for it.
And what people are doing is selling off as it has gone down.
And if I stay in, I'm going to get a capital gain distribution even though my NAV and my net asset value went down in price. So I want, if I can, though, capital gain assets, especially long-term capital gain assets, in my personal account, assets that create qualified dividends in my personal account, and I want ordinary income-producing assets in my IRA. The Roth is the wild card. Because the Roth, some people only have very small Roths as a percentage of the overall. Mm-hmm. Some people have 20, 30, 40 or more percent of their accounts in Roth IRAs. And so now it's a matter of what are we trying to accomplish in life? Who do we want to benefit the most from that Roth? Is the tax-free nature of the income, because I've had it for 5 years, I'm over 50 and a half, is that income, is it going to benefit me and my spouse more, or will it benefit my spouse more in the future if I leave it to grow, or will it benefit my heirs more because it's a small event to me, but it'd be a better thing for them to inherit? I can argue, ordinary income, if I want to benefit me, I want to put it in the highest taxability, highest income asset, a given risk, I understand, that I was going to have in my portfolio anyway to create the highest tax-free income. That's if I wanted to benefit me. If I wanted to benefit my spouse, hopefully 20, 30 years from now when I pass away, or my heirs, maybe even longer, then I'll invest it for growth.
So that they, because they've got more time, then when they inherit it,
right, there's no step up in basis, obviously, but it's tax free.
No, but it's tax free. So what difference does it make? So can we answer this question or not? That somebody asked. Brief asset. What are the best assets to leave to heirs?
Well, it depends on the heir.
Well, let's say non-spouse heirs.
It still depends on the heir. I mean, is the heir a doctor? Somebody that makes $500,000 a year. That's in a super high income tax bracket, and how much is it costing you? I mean, but ideally, if it was, you are going to get $1 million. You have your choice of out of the estate. You have your choice of $1 million IRA, $1 million stock portfolio, or $1 million Roth IRA. Well, $1 million Roth IRA. If all I'm getting is a flat $1 million, then $1 million Roth IRA is going to give me as the beneficiary the biggest advantage.
Well, because there's no tax on it.
And I have a small required minimum distribution going forward, so I have a lot of tax deferral and tax-free nature of income for the rest of my normal life expectancy if I wanted to. The next best thing to inherit is that $1 million stock portfolio.
Because of the step-up in basis.
Because of the step-up in basis. Now, at that point, it's a tax-free distribution if I wanted to sell it out and take it to cash. So why is it not as good as the Roth? Because any future earnings on that stock portfolio belong to me on my tax bracket.
Yeah.
And whereas the Roth, the future earnings at least can be deferred and come out tax-free over my life expectancy. I don't have that option with the other one. The Roth is there, but the Roth personal portfolio of stocks, an IRA would be the second to the worst thing to inherit. Although, if somebody wants to, no, I won't make that comment. Because I don't get the step-up in basis. I get to, I get to stretch it out.
You have R&Ds.
I have a required minimum distribution, and currently we can still stretch it out over my life expectancy at the age that I'm at when I inherit the IRA, or actually the age of the next year. And so I've got some stretch, but any money that comes out is still going to be ordinary income. And the worst thing to inherit is an annuity with a lot of, or some deferred growth in it. You know, I've been talking to some people over the last couple of days that are interested in that long-term care annuity, where they put in $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 into a personal annuity 20, 30 years ago, and now that annuity, those annuities, are worth $150,000 or $110,000, $120,000, depending on which one we're talking about. And if they were to cash it in, they've got a $100,000-plus gain that's taxable. If they die, their heirs have a $100,000-plus taxable gain. If they use it for long-term care, they have to pull the money out. If they don't have the long-term care annuity, if they pull the money out to pay for their care, it's a taxable event. Now, hopefully they get a deduction on the other side, but it's not as easy to get the deduction. I mean, because you have to exceed, you know, 10% now of our adjusted gross
income. It's everybody
income.
Now, isn't it?
Everybody has a 10%
hurdle. It's no longer just those age 65 or over.
And if I need it for, so if I, yeah, so there's just the worst thing there. Now, those annuities make sense if you need long-term care, because you can use those earnings tax-free if you use it for long-term care.
Exactly, and that's the whole point of that.
But they're not all that great for heirs if there's any money left over, and that's earnings.
No, but you want to protect yourself, you want to protect your assets, what other assets you might have that you would have had to spend down to take care of your long-term care, then it would make some sense. Okay, got to take a break. Emails and phone calls coming up. John Eadie and Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, back with more right after this.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed, affordable payment plans, delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Really all about retirement, is it not, Professor Plum?
We talk about it in our breaks a lot.
We were just talking about it again, you know? I said, am I too young to be pining for, you know...
Retirement?
I'm 53, all right? You're a little older than that. Are we too young to be sitting here saying, oh, man, you know, to be able to just take 3 months and do
travel.
What you want to do? Yeah, yeah.
A friend of mine retired a couple years ago from the school district. He's fairly young. He's 57.
Yeah.
Or he was. And he and his spouse took 6 months and just, they have a motorhome, they got it all ready.
Yeah.
They just toured the United States for 6 months.
I could easily do that. And then you decide how long you want to stay wherever you are.
When they got home, they both got jobs again.
That's it. You get it out of your system. Well, hey, I asked
They
somebody,
don't need the money. I mean, they can afford to retire.
But you, there's a lot tied up in your that you don't think about. I asked somebody who was in their 60s, I said, man, it must be nice. You know, I just saw them on Friday. I said, boy, you know, Monday morning, you do whatever you want. And she says, yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you what, I'm 66. I would trade 66 for age 53 in a heartbeat. And I said, all right, okay, there you go. 877-PLANNER. Let's take some calls. We've got some people on hold. 877-752-6637. Jamie, call us back. That puts Tom next in Pennsburg, PA. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just a comment on that last comment there. My brother, age 60, put 4 years in an RV, put 170,000 miles on the truck doing the touring.
Wow.
And then nice. He finally came back home and retired in a community in New Jersey.
Really? Yeah. I don't know if I'd stay away from work, but just you know, I'll take 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take it.
There's a lot in the U.S. I still want to see, and I'd love to do the RV. I don't know about 4 years of permanency in RV, but you know, 3 months at a time would be good for
me. Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
I think.
So how can we help you today, Tom?
Concerning your mentioning about that $500,000 drawing that down, I was wondering if that 2.8% rule is still occurring because now that the Federal Reserve is upping the interest rates, I'm thinking the 2.8 is going to start heading up a little bit.
Well, you're referring back to what used to be the 4% rule, and then some academics, they've actually lowered it lower than 2.8. They're saying based on the interest rates going forward and the expected returns of the stock market, that we shouldn't consider a 4% a sustainable distribution number. It should be, you know, I've heard even lower than 2.8. I think that, and we've talked about this many times, part of the problem isn't the 4% necessarily. It's how they distribute the money. And distributing from a a volatile portfolio. Anything that, you know, that even the balanced portfolio is a 60-40, 50-50 mix between stock, fixed income and stocks. They have volatility to them, and to be able to get that 4% out, it's going to have a problem. And so the higher the interest rates, the more viable a little bit higher distribution is. But 4% wasn't the problem before. 4% was still relatively doable as long as you didn't have to sell something when it was down. So you had to have, in fact, you actually had to go a little bit more conservative than a 60-40 mix, 50-50 mix. Put some money in cash to buy yourself 5, 8, 10 years worth of cash. And in that case, it worked out very well. Even in the periods of time where we saw portfolios go to zero in historical terms, we saw just making it more conservative by putting enough money in cash for 8 to 10 years became more viable than just doing a straight 60-40 mix. So the problem wasn't the fact that you had to take 2.8 out, 1.95 out, 4.5, whatever the so-called statistical rate of return that was a safe rate of return. Even safe rate of return was a misnomer because it didn't work 100% of the time in historical terms. It only worked like 95% of the time. But that's still pretty good. It was where they were doing it. It was the strategy behind it. And so I don't have a problem. Yes, you can go higher than the 2.8%, but you have to get the strategy behind it right.
Okay, and another question. If you bought a California vacation home and then used it and passed away and the inheritance goes to your kids, do they get the adjusted cost basis, or does California still try to snooker you with the lower cost?
No, the cost, but let's say you bought a place in California for $400,000 and you had it for a couple of years, long enough, and it's now worth $600,000. You pass away, your heirs get it. The basis for tax reporting purposes is $600,000.
Okay, so all of those Hollywood stars and starlets can hold them to their places until they...
They can't commit to anything. They can't commit to their houses. They can't commit to spouses. They can't commit to anything for more than a couple of years.
Well, the way some of them use those drugs, they might not have that
long. Well, anyway, we won't get into that part
now,
of it.
But California also has the advantage, though. Let's say you had a house that you bought in California in 1980 for $100,000, and it's now worth $1 million. Well, you die. Your heirs inherit it from an income tax capital gain standpoint for $1 million. And so they could sell it. But let's say they wanted to keep it. Their property tax base is still basically a little bit more than the $100,000 you originally paid for it, plus a 1% or so increase each year you owned it. So the property tax base is probably $150,000. And so they can hold on to it, and their expenses are pretty low.
Okay, that explains why I've heard some weird property tax results on houses in California.
Right, and I made sure to keep it under $1 million for investment property, because that's the basis we can roll over on investment property.
Yes, yeah.
They never do a reassessment?
The only time they reassess in California is when you do a major remodel or it sells, but it transfers ownership. But there's some exceptions to transferring ownership if it's a lineal, basically, descent down.
That's like parents to kids.
Parents to kids. There's parent-child exclusion from reassessment. On a primary residence, an unlimited amount. On investment property, it's $1 million a basis.
Okay, well, thanks for the information.
All right, Tom, thank you. Thank you for the call.
It's all called Prop 13, but those are all actually what we were just talking about were subsets of Prop 13. They weren't part of it originally.
Yeah, it's from a law that is now almost 40 years old.
Yeah, 1978.
The proposition was passed in June of 1978, which put a cap on property tax.
In California.
In California.
Now, other states, especially neighboring states where we see a lot of Californians moving, have done similar areas where instead of reassessing it every year, they may only reassess it every 5 years or so, or they don't reassess it that often, because what was happening was with the rise in property values, a lot of seniors were being priced out of their house. They couldn't even afford the property taxes.
They found that their mortgages were less than the property taxes. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with more. If you want to talk with Professor Plum off the air about any of this stuff or any issue on your own, 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. But lucky you, we got another hour coming up next of more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.